Welcome to Legislative Report. Today with Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. Representative Cutler, the House State Government Committee recently approved legislation drafted by yourself that prohibits public employers from collecting political money from employee wages. Tell us more about this bill.
Yes, thanks, Greg, and the opportunity to talk about House Bill 1174. The premise for House Bill 1174 is really very simple. It is a longstanding belief of mine, and I believe many in the public, that public resources should not be used for campaign-related activities. For example, we saw several high-profile cases of members in the judicial branch as well as the legislative branch that were using staff and resources for campaign-related ends. Those individuals were all rightfully prosecuted. And one of the things that stuck out to me, however, was the fact that our current existing state law allows for the collection of political money through union contracts. That can be direct political contributions, or what many folks call hard political money. That is money that is literally written out in a check to go from a political action committee to a singular candidate or cause, as well as what they oftentimes call soft political dollars after the Citizens United case. That is actual dues money that is allowed to be used for political advocacy, voter registration drives, get out the vote efforts, and a host of other political related efforts to increase political involvement. Personally, I think political involvement is great. I want to make that very clear. However, what I don't believe we should be doing is utilizing public resources for the collection of that money. This bill would simply say that once all of the existing contracts expire, that is an item that couldn't be negotiated in the future contracts, and the unions would simply be responsible for collecting their own money. I think that's a reasonable compromise. It's something that every other political group does, and I think that everybody should be treated equally under the law.
Time's winding down to opt out of having many casinos coming to communities and for counties to opt out of truck stop gambling. What needs to be done to opt out, and is that being done in your district?
Yes. Act 42 of 2017, which is known as the gaming law, was related to the budget and became law once the governor signed it. One of the provisions in that bill, which I think was very important and is different from prior expansions of gaming, was the idea that local municipalities would have some direct control over where and when such activities would happen. They can do this by passing a resolution at the local level and forwarding it to the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board to express their desire to not have a mini casino or a Category 4 casino within their municipal boundaries. Many of the municipalities in Lancaster County are taking advantage of this particular part of the law. I think that is not a surprise to anyone. That was one of the reasons why I thought it was so important, because unlike in prior iterations of the different laws where we were told that gaming would happen and where it would happen, this allows for us to have some local control. Personally, I would have liked to have seen a referendum component. I think that that would be even more powerful, but given the tight time constraints with the license scheduled in terms of how they're auctioning them off beginning next year, this was the quickest way in order to allow local municipalities in that effort.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.